message or devotion with you concerning parenting children. And you may be a parent, or you may be a grandparent, a guardian, or someone who knows children and spends time with children or young people. And I want to read part of the text was read by Marty a few minutes ago, Mark chapter 10, beginning with verse 13, where Jesus blesses the little children. Verse 13 it says, "And they were bringing the children to Jesus so that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant," meaning he wasn't very pleased with their actions. "And he said to them, 'Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.'" Verse 15 says, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." Verse 16, "And he took them in his arms, and he began blessing them and laying his hands on them," which meant he was blessing the children. This is an interesting story of a little boy named Jacob. Jacob was one of those little rowdy little boys, you know, they said all boys. And he went to his mother and he said, "Mother, what do you want for your birthday this year?" And she looked at Jacob, she said, "What I really want for my birthday, Jacob, I want 3 behaved children." Quick thinking as Jacob was, he said, "Then we will have 6 then, won't we?" You get it, won't you? They already had 3 misbehaved. She wanted 3 behaved, so that would make 6 according to Jacob. So, you know, while we laugh at that, while children may think they're having fun disobeying, the fact of the matter is that they will be much happier and more joyful if they can learn the biblical discipline of the Bible, of obedience, of parenting. So God sees children, you know, as a blessing. And just for a few moments, looking at your outline, I just want to touch on a few areas where that as parents, as guardians, as people of God can be instrumental in helping our children and young people to understand what the importance of raising children in the nourishment and admonition of the Lord. Or break that down in simpler terms, in instructions of the Lord. First of all, parents are to teach their children to read the Bible. We teach them a lot of things. We teach them Bible stories. We teach them riddles and different things that we buy, books that we buy. But the most important book that you can read to them or teach them is the Bible. And the Bible is full, just as Jesus said, "Bring the little children to me. Bring them to me. Don't hinder them. Don't stop them. Come to me." Because he said, "I want them to know who I am. Because I love, I have compassion for them." And if you have a heart like a child, then you would be better prepared and learn who I am, and therefore have a personal relationship with me, and then you could enter heaven. So it's important. The only way we would learn about Jesus, God, and the true biblical principles of life, how we are to live, is from the Word of God. There's a lot of books out there, commentaries, there are devotional books, but everything revolves around Scripture The Bible should be the basis. It should be the standard of a home. Something else parents can teach your children is to pray and trust God for every need. You see, teach your children to pray by talking to the Lord with them. It's one thing to say, you need to do this, but talk to the Lord with them. Pray with them. A good place to start is at the table, isn't it? Pray before you eat. Have a meal. You pray. But talk to them and pray with them. And let them know, you're going to be meeting a lot of challenges in life. There's going to be a lot of things that's not going to go your way. They may think, making money, the material things of life is what they really need. But what they really need, first of all, is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus said, seek ye the kingdom of God and my righteousness. And all of these other things that you might need will come for you, be there for you. It didn't say he'll meet our wants, but he will meet our needs. So pray with them and teach them that God will meet every need that they may ever have. And they will be a better satisfied young person as they grow up to learn about the world and its systems. And then parents need to teach their child to live an orderly life. See, as you keep your home in orderly fashion, right? Everybody keeps their home, their house in orderly fashion. Some of you are like. We need to keep our lives in an orderly fashion as well. You've heard the term, cleanliness is next to godliness. How many have heard that term? Cleanliness is next to godliness. How many believe that's in the Bible? You're shaking your head. Well, you're correct. It's not. But you know what? It's a good principle to live by. It's good to teach your children to look their best. To be their best, and to do everything they can in an orderly fashion. See, your children will learn early in life how much they can get done and not try to complete a task by hurrying. And I know some of my family get a little bit agitated at me because I'm not always hurrying to get a task done, certain tasks. When it comes to the work of the ministry, now, that's different. But when I'm doing things around the house or outside and things like that, I often say, can you hurry that up a little bit? We don't have all day. If I don't finish today, I'll get it tomorrow, right? But it's okay, to work on a task steadily. But do it in an orderly fashion. Because the Bible says, whatever we do, do it as we are doing it unto the Lord. So, that's what I'm always thinking. I'm doing this for you, Lord. If I'm outside working or inside or whatever I'm doing, do it as unto the Lord. Try to please Him with your life. And you teach your child to do it as well. Teach them to be orderly in everything they do. Do their best. Look their best. Be their best. And then, number five, love your child unconditionally. Although they'll have faults or failures, express to your child love. Sometimes we can just love our children because they're so well behaved, right? They do everything you tell them to. But sometimes we have to have that little tough love, right? Kind of that discipline type. And we've seen on the news here recently where, some of our celebrities, football players and things like that, have kind of took discipline to the extreme. But years ago, the switching was a common thing, wasn't it? For you who are my age or older, but you know, you do it moderately, not with your anger. And that's the thing, when you discipline a child, discipline anybody, don't do it with anger. Do it with love. And I know you've heard your parents say that this hurts me a lot worse than it does me. And that was said to me. Then let you get on this end and let me be on that end. I told my dad that one time, and he wasn't happy about that either. But he said, I don't enjoy doing this. And I said, well, don't do it then. I was only 8 years old. And then I ran. He didn't catch me, but he got me later. But you understand, you know, always love your child unconditionally. See, the Lord uses godly mothers and fathers to build character into their lives. The most effective parents explain biblical principles and seek to live it out themselves. So we can't teach it if we're not living it ourselves. And how we're going to be able to teach it is to learn it from the Word of God. You know, make it a practice. Make it your goal that you're going to try to sit down and read and say, okay, how does the Bible apply to my life? Therefore, so I can pass that on to my children and the next generations. And we need that in our nation. We need that in our country. We need that in our world. See, Bridget Back is here this morning. Thank you for being here this morning, Bridget. She's coordinator for the Good News Club, Child Fellowship Evangelism. She sees this all the time, and I see it in all of us who work with the Good News Club. See children who are desperate, needing parenting. They get parenting, but not the biblical type. Because we're always having these children come to us and say, you know, pray for my mom and dad. Pray that they'll quit drinking. Pray they'll quit doing this. And my mom, my dad are in jail. Pray for them that they'll get out soon so they can come back and we can be a family. We hear that, don't we, Bridget, all the time. So we're living in a generation where parenting is not taken seriously. You're not doing your child justice. And we as parents are adults. We need to be able to be instrumental in our beliefs and helping others to better understand the importance of raising children. As Jesus said, bring them to me and I will teach them the right way. And when we learn that ourselves, we can better be equipped to do what's right in the sight of the Lord. At this time, I want to have all the participants to come forward. And we're going to have our dedication right here. I'm going to have you to come up on stage. Sorry. I could do the system there. Yeah. Just all entrances and nays. Leia, let's see. And back, yes. Kim and Ashley Mills won't not be able to be here today, so we'll do a dedication from them later on. Yeah, just come up here and just kind of spread out across there. I thought I'd have them come up here. You can see them better, right? You'd rather see them than see me, right? So I'm going to have them to stand over there.
Here comes another one.
In this one. Oh, okay, yes. Yes. Look at that tailor. She got that pretty flower bouquet in her hair. And this is a good looking group of parents and I've already put her to sleep, haven't I? Bless her heart. Oh, they're all cute. precious. See, God sees children as important, and so do these parents. And Psalms 127 verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward." And I noticed a while ago as I was praying, Jameson was saying amen before I got through. That's right. Okay. See, some gifts have some strings attached, and some do not. In this case, God's gift to you do have strings attached, okay? So, since God has given you the precious gift of children, your child, He has also given you an awesome responsibility. God has given you responsibilities too, according to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up your child in the ways of God. Train up your child in the way he should go or she should go, and, you know, should they take a turn in life. The Bible says if they got that godly nurture and instructions in life, they'll eventually will come back to that because they remember that they learned it at home. The Bible teaches to be an example of Christian living, both inside and outside the home. Provide for, protect, and nurture your children. Make them a part of your family, sharing with them your love, your time, and your life. Teach your children to love the same Jesus that you love and to serve, obey, and honor him with all your heart. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 says, bring your children up in the discipline and instructions of the Lord. See, you are not alone in this responsibility. See, God, the Heavenly Father, is always with you to provide for you with the strength, with encouragement, with love, and wisdom. You see, you need wisdom. We don't all have that wisdom when we first have our children, right? We gain that later when we become grandparents. I was telling Greg yesterday, if I knew our grandchildren was going to be so much fun, I would have had them first. Oh, they are a lot of fun. So, all you have to do is to go to Him, go to the Lord, and He will provide all you need. So, this morning, we're not dedicating children as much as we are dedicating you as parents, okay? You thought this was just going to be a baby dedication, right? Since you are the parents, you have an awesome responsibility, but it's a godly responsibility. It's a precious, it's a wonder responsibility because God has given you the gift of life. He sure has given you the gift of life. It's so precious. Listen to what Dr. James Dobson wrote in the book, Parenting Isn't for Cowards. This is what he said. Throughout the scriptures, it is quite clear that raising a child was viewed as a wonderful blessing from God, a welcome, a joyful experience. Then he goes on to say, we've had enough self-condemnation. What we need now is a adorable dose of confidence in our ability to raise our children in the Lord. And that's a good statement that he made in his book, Parenting Isn't for Cowards. So we can't be a coward. We got to be someone who is willing to step up to the plate, knowing that God has given you a precious gift, and take that gift and give it back to Him for His blessing. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time, and as we dedicate these children and the parents this day. Lord, we ask for your blessing. Give us that love and understanding and the wisdom that these parents need to teach these children the right way, the proper way of living, and a godly way. And Lord, help them to understand that they're not alone, but they have your help, and they have the church's help. We have your guidance in our life to help us to have a proper, your perspective on raising children. If we will remember that, Lord, these children will rise up to be godly parents themselves. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for this time. We commit it and dedicate it for your honor and glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, I'm going to introduce each one of these to you today. We have Anna Victoria Antris, and she is a child of Steve and Annie Antris. How you doing, Annie? How you doing this morning? I don't know. And then we have Emma Claire back. And she is taking a good little nap right now, isn't she? Isn't she precious? And she's a child of Gary and Stephanie back. God bless you. And then we have Jameson Gregory Leia. Hey, Jameson. And he is the son of Greg and Kim Leia. Of course, Kim, you know, is our daughter. So we're glad to have them from Minnesota here this weekend. And then we have Taylor, Anna, Elizabeth, Nay. And she don't know what's going on, does she, right now? But she's the child of Adam and Lisa Nay. So God bless you as we continue our dedication this morning. So by coming up here this morning, you as parents are publicly saying that you want to raise your children in a Christ-honoring home and are asking God's blessing on your ministry as Christians, as Christian parents. So listen, as I ask you some questions, and in answering these questions, you are making promises to God, okay? Not so much to all of us, but you're making promises to God. Remember I said children are a gift from God. So the question that I ask you, and you will say, I do. And when normally I would say, we do. But you see, you got to do this individually, personal. Each one of us are accountable to do our part. So you're not making these promises to me, not to your children, but to God, okay? So if you're willing to commit your children to God and to dedicate yourself to raising them in God's strength and His honor and glory, then reply by saying, I do, after these questions. First of all, do you recognize your child as a gift from God and give God thanks for blessing your life with His gift? Okay. Do you then dedicate your child to the Lord who gave you this child? Do you pledge as a Christian parent that you will bring up your child in a Christian home, looking to God for wisdom, for strength, and guidance? Do you promise to give your child every possible benefit of home, school, and church? Do you promise to pray for your child on a regular basis, recognizing that it is only with God's hand upon their lives that they can truly be blessed? Do you ask God's blessing upon the life of your child to guide, guard, and direct them through all of their lives? If your hearts were in these promises, if your heart is truly in these promises, then you have dedicated yourself to raising your child that God can use mightily in his kingdom. Since there's four of you here, I have a little prayer of dedication. And you might want to just say their name, first of all, and then repeat the remainder part. But first of all, say their name. Okay. We hereby dedicate your life to the Lord, trusting his grace to keep you until you shall place your trust in him. Okay. In certain ceremonies, flowers are always given. And in this particular dedication, we're going to be giving roses. We're going to be giving roses, red to the men, to the fathers, white to the mothers, and pink to the child. And I will give an inscription of each one of them. And Chuck has volunteered to come up, and he's going to help me with this part. First of all, to the red, to the father, we're going to give a red. To the father, we present this red rose. It is a symbol of the rich red blood God has given you, the strength to provide for the needs of your family, and the wisdom to lead wisely in the paths of righteousness. Okay. All right, to the mother, we give a white rose. This is a symbol of the purity of Christian motherhood. The love of God has placed in your heart. The understanding he will give you. The tenderness you will lead your child towards God. You see, the mother usually has more time with the child. And if you teach your child, read to your child, and share the plan of salvation with your child, he will quickly, or she will quickly, learn more about Jesus and accept him as their personal Savior. We sang that song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, because the Bible tells me so. That's what they need to know. That's what they need to hear. Okay, to the child, we give a pink rose. The pink rose, this is a symbol of the blending of the traits of the father and the mother, your child's dependence on you for guidance, and untold possibilities that are in his or her life as you teach your child to be just like Jesus. And the inscription or the book, Mark chapter 10, verse 13 and 16, will be a good one to teach your children that Jesus loves them, has compassion to them, and he says, come to me. That's an invitation to come to Jesus Christ and offer your life to him. Let us do the gifts now of the each we'll do the books. We're going to give a devotional book to them. These are age grade type, so, and that would be Jameson. And this one would it be for Annie. Nice. Okay. So you can, at night or any time that you have opportunity, sit down and read biblical stories to them, help them learn more about Jesus. All right, we also have some prayer shawls made by our ladies here at Versailles Baptist Church. And these are knitted specially for each one of you. All right. Also, we have some wonderful certificates of this day of dedication for you to you can frame it or whatever you want to do, but it's a real nice certificate, and I'll explain what else is in there as well. Inside this envelope, there is a letter written by me personally to your child. Because your child does not fully understand what's going on here today, do they? But when you think your child is old enough to understand what it means to be dedicated to the Lord, might come to a part when they start asking you questions about Jesus, and you can share, you know, we dedicated you to the Lord back when you was so many months old or weeks old. And you can take that letter, open it up, and you can read it to them. It's a personal letter from me to your child explaining what took place this day. So, I think it's important that they understand and they know that their lives has been dedicated to the Lord along with you as parents. Let us go to the Lord as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life now dedicated to your love and your care of these children. We pray that your many mercies may follow these children all the days of their lives. Bless these parents and give them strength to keep their vows that they've just made. Help each of us in this congregation to carry out our sacred responsibilities for these precious lives. And Lord, we thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your scriptures who gives us guidance and understanding how to raise children and how to give them guidance and help them to know more about you. Lord, we lift all of these prayer needs and concerns and these promises up to you for your safekeeping, and help us to be reminded often of our responsibility as parents, grandparents, as guardians, or anyone that we come in contact with, that we can help other families see that you should be first in their life. It's in the precious name of Jesus, your Son, Jesus Christ, and who said, "Permit the little children to come unto me." We humbly pray and we thank you in your Son's precious name. Amen. We're going to have all of you to stand here at the front and at the close of our, when we have our benediction in a few minutes, you just stand there. And all of you can just come through and add your blessing and your thoughts with each one here in a few minutes. If you want to just make your way down now. If y'all want to lay all that down for now, I know you got your hands full. If you would stand with us and we'll have our closing song and then our closing benediction. 376. Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. Thank you. After our benediction, if you will come by and just offer them a blessing and let them know that you'll be praying for them and their child.